here on BBC Radio 3, starting at 3:30 on Sunday afternoon. As for Sunday evening...
The world's best orchestras are live at the BBC Proms. Franz Welser-Mürst brings one of America's finest ensembles, the Cleveland Orchestra, to the Royal Albert Hall for two nights of music by Brahms, alongside new works by Jörg Wiedmann. On Sunday, they play Brahms's Academic Festival Overture alongside his First Symphony. And on Monday, Brahms's Second Symphony is paired with his Tragic Overture. Join the audience in the Royal Albert Hall for two nights with Franz Welser-Mürst and the Cleveland Orchestra. Sunday at 7:30 and Monday at 7, live here on BBC Radio 3.
We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 on FM, we're on DAB Digital, and we're live online in high-definition sound. It's midnight, and time now for World on 3 with Mary Ann Kennedy.
Thanks very much, Jonathan. And since we have to give you the Campbell's condensed version of World on 3 tonight, let me not waste any time and get straight down to business. Take you to the tiny village first of La Playa on the coast of Honduras, where singer Aurelio grew up as part of the Garifuna community, descended from the survivors of a 17th century slave shipwreck. His new album, Landini, is one great big tribute to the biggest influence on the man and his music, his mother, Maria, who co-wrote many of the songs on the album. This is Nafagua, a lament for a loved one. I will try.
Ay, anote carulapo, ma fietina ye pe. Anote carulapo, ma fietina ye pe. Ay, Nafagua, Guaralu. Saralamuga, tuenga unto. Ay, Nafagua, Guaralu. Saralamuga, tuenga unto. Ikia pu mamama, tuku ya kuteme nganu. Ikia pu nugu churo, tuku ya kuteme nganu. Ay, pugio, la puliera. Mama,
Mari,
ma pinyo rapa na gieta, Raguno lambarato, aguareme, pero sule rompase la cadena. La paya un mama,
merece un malalino.
Jepe la paya un da,
merece un malalino.
Un guío la pudiera.
Thank you.
Aurelio returning to his Garifuna roots with a new album, Landini, produced by Ivan Duran, who was also behind the recordings that introduced the world to Garifuna culture, those of Aurelio's late friend, Andy Palacio. So tonight, we have a lot to pack into a short space of time, including a minding of Jean Redpath, one of the great voices of British folk music, now also passed on, and a fascinating recording of from a Rastafarian church captured during the travels for the recent Commonwealth Connections series. But we have plenty of time too for some of the new releases just out and upcoming, including this one from Israeli pianist and songwriter Idan Rachel and Malian guitarist Viofar Katuri, transcending culture and religion in a true musical friendship. It follows on from their freeform debut, the Tel Aviv session, and although it should have been a Bamako recording this time round, circumstances dictated a rather pragmatic approach, and so the Paris session came to be. Still very improvisatory, there's more structure to these particular recordings, especially in being able to incorporate songs into the mix, like this one, Hodu.
Sokere keremeye Araroye kilaboche Ochimini eya Ochimini chimini chimini
Two multinational releases on Kumbancha Records there, following on from the Touré Reichel Project's Paris session and Hodu Ladanai, Give Thanks to the Lord, out at the beginning of November. We had then LA-based Angolan singer Ricardo Lemvo with his band Makina Loca, blending his Angolan roots with Congolese rumba and the influences of the Caribbean, going right back to his youth and a vintage collection of Cuban LPs. An invitation there to dance the night away with the Rumba King, the title track to La Rumba Soyo. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy with some Sam Amidon still to come, and amongst the current crop of releases, new releases, and looking further ahead to the end of next month. My session guest then will be the young Scottish folk singer and fabulous guitarist Ewan McLennan. His new release is a combination of older songs and self-penned new works in the tradition. Amongst them, this wee love song to a pub and its clientele, Tales from Down at the Harp. The harp in question being a very fine pub, he says, in Leeds.
Sit yourself down and I'll tell you a tale. I could tell you a few here tonight. Through the smoke in the air and the bar lamps glare to the glistening streets outside. The alcohol fumes rise up through the room, the words begin to sway. They twist and they turn, they bob and they weave, I'll tell you these fighting tales. Twist and they turn, they bob and they weave, I'll tell you these fighting tales. By the newspaper stand where the old pet band played on the midwinter nights, from the red brick rose to the rust and bones and the weary above the door hung an old wooden sign, the harp stood there withered and pale. It twisted and turned, it bobbed and it weaved to the sound of the fighting tales. Twisted and turned, it bobbed and it weaved to the sound of the fighting tales. Did I tell you that time he said by the rail line when a mob of a skinhead showed up? There was fight in their eyes, mad words of pride on the gravel there outside the pub. But I showed them the flat of my sap on that day and scattered them right where they stood. They twisted and turned, they bobbed and they weaved, but man, those boys no good. Twisted and turned, they bobbed and they weaved, but man, those boys no good. Seen men brawl outside this place, riveting snarling blows, then laughing dust each other off, and arm in arm they go. Not from here, he said, but I'll die here no less, and I've walked the harder far from here. They twist and they turn, they bob and they weave, these fighting tales you'll hear. Twist and they turn, they bob and they weave, these fighting tales you'll hear. Inked around his dagger scars, this land as ours was etched, with a date long gone and overthrown, Beirut 86. The struggle was on, my hand gripped a gun, a sandbag my pillow at night. They twist and they turn, they bob and they weave, these fighting tales of mine. Twist and they turn, they bob and they weave, these fighting tales of mine. Sit yourself down and I'll tell you a tale. I could tell you a few here tonight. Through the smoke in the air and the bar lamps glare to the glistening streets outside. The alcohol fumes rise up through the room, the words begin to sway. They twist and they turn, they bob and they weave, I'll tell you these fighting tales. Twist and they turn, they bob and they weave, I'll tell you these fighting tales.
Driving crew. shovel too.
Another great favourite voice there. I was introduced to Sam Amidon through his last album, the Nonesuch debut, Bright Sunny South, and just totally fell for the spaciness and breadth of his musical imagination. This new album, Lilio, was recorded in Iceland at the studios of Björk producer Valgeir Sigurdsson, with the legendary guitarist Bill Frisell joining the fray. And Sam will be playing one UK date this autumn at the London Jazz Festival in November. London is home to this next band, the five-piece Fofula, whose music is centred around the sabar drumming of Gambia and Senegal, but which is as much of a cultural mix as the city they're based in. On this opening track, Kelinti, No Troubles, they're joined by Bristol-based Senegalese singer Batch Gueye, who started out as a dancer for the likes of Youssou N'Dour and Baba Mal, but we're rather glad he followed his heart and took up the vocal duties as well. Gambian and Senegalese sabar drums and dance by way of Bristol and London from Fofula's debut album, produced by Justin Adams, whose musical other half is, of course, the Gambian fiddler, Joel de Camara. You're listening to World on Three with me, Marianne Kennedy, and next up is a wee bonus recorded during one of the field trips around the Commonwealth countries in the run-up to the Games in Glasgow during the summer. Nyabingi music is the traditional drumming music of the Jamaican Rastafarian communities, named after Queen Nyabingi, a traditional African goddess. It's a hypnotic trance music involving chanting with words from the Psalms or Christian hymns, and the style is very much at the roots of reggae, as you'll certainly hear. This particular session was recorded back in January at the Rastafari Bobo Shanti Nyabingi Church. You can actually check out some fantastic pictures from that session on the World on 3 page on the Radio 3 website. And we're playing this separately from the rest of the series because their faith meant they didn't want to be associated with the Commonwealth and what it represents. But we didn't want you to miss out on something rather special.
Reverence to the course of mighty King David, glory be
to our Father and to the Son and to the Holy One of creation. As Jah was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, Jah without end. Slasiai Jah. Rastafari.
God be the glory, great things he had done, great things he had taught.
I'm Priest Nigel. I'm at the Bobo Camp. Here we have a church, Ethiopia Africa Black International Congress, located 10 miles from the city of Kingston. And our main purpose on this hill, as Ethiopian in exile, is to assemble and gather for international repatriation back to Africa. That was once spoken by the Honorable Prophet Marcus Messiah Gavi, who said, Africa for the Africans at home and abroad. So we here, the Ethiopian, are mourning in lonely exile, waiting for that victorious day of repatriation. Means a lot to us. He's a figure, a great figure. He comes as the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. We say man of right is God in flesh. And his works prove him to be in our statures and our eyesight as God in flesh. And we adopt his principle until the philosophy which whole one race is inferior. Those were great words of Selassie that we take on to ourselves. He put Ethiopia on the map and established it. That's why we see such a light in him in our time of living. Our nation coming into slavery, into exile. You know, God, we just want to return. Daily life, you read Psalms for the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock in the evening. When the Sabbath finished Saturday evening, we said the Ethiopian anthem, and we keep up the service till around 10 o'clock. Most of us, we make broom. Some man make bag, coconut belt. That's how we get our income. We go to the road and sell these things. We give some to the church. So we come up with various things to maintain our living. That's how we function up here. Bingi music consists of the bass, the fundi, and the keti. It's the heartbeat, the 1-2 beat. Our father, Prince Emmanuel, originated that towards us when he set this foundation. So we don't mix with no other music. Our music is authentic, goat skin and drums. And then we have the priest them, and we have the chorus and hymns. No instrumental thing that was made out by society or, would I say, Babylon. We make our own music ourselves. It's like life. You come in there and you hear it and you vibrate with life. And if you have darkness in it, as the drum beat, your darkness is supposed to driven out of you.
Babylon perish at the presence of God. Go, Jah, Jah.
Amazing stuff. The worshippers of the Rastafari Bobo Shanti Nyabingi Church. And thanks to Lindsay Pell and Martin Webb for that feature. And remember, you can also still check out all the Commonwealth Connections series itself by heading for World on 3 on the Radio 3 website, where there's a real treasure trove of material from all around the globe available for you to download. Sad news a couple of weeks ago as we heard of the death of Jean Redpath, one of the doyens of Scottish folk song, although as one newspaper once commented, calling her a folk singer was like calling Michelangelo an Italian interior decorator. Much of her professional life was in the States, starting out in Greenwich Village in a flat with Bob Dylan and Ramblin' Jack Elliott. Latterly, she became known as the voice that carried well over half of Robert Burns' entire song output in a project by the American composer Serge Hovey. And she spent a huge amount of time as well passing on her skills and knowledge. One of her students told me just the other night of a rather exacting masterclass where she'd have the whole audience gang up on the poor singer if the presentation was anything less than pristine. This first recording takes us back to 1973 and a beautifully stripped back album, Frae My Ain Country, and the voice just glows here with the lullaby warning of the dangers of the Plooman Laddie, Hishiba.
When I was new but sweet 16 and beauty aye and bloomin', oh, it's little that I think that at 17 I'd be greetin', oh. Hishiba, now I'm your ma. Hishiba, my bairnie, oh. Hishiba, now I'm your ma. But the gweet kens fa's your feather, oh. It's keepit me frae loupin dykes, frae balls and frae waddens, oh. It's gien me balance to my stays, and that's in the latest fashion, oh. Hishiba, now I'm your ma. Hishiba, my bairnie, oh. Hishiba, now I'm your ma. But the gweet kens fa's your feather, oh. When I was new but sweet 16 and beauty aye and bloomin', oh, it's little that I think that at 17 I'd be greetin', oh. Hishiba, now I'm your ma. Hishiba, my bairnie, oh. Hishiba, now I'm your ma. But the gweet kens fa's your feather, oh. Hishiba, now I'm your ma. Hishiba, my bairnie, oh. Hishiba, now I'm your ma. But the gweet kens fa's your feather, oh.
Oh, weary Lord,
Scots song legend Jean Redpath, who's died at the age of 77. And that second song was Scott Skinner's beautiful tune, Flower of the Quern, to which Jean set words by Walter Scott. And she was accompanied there by the Scots fiddler Alistair Hardy and American cellist Abby Newton. Well, there's time for just a couple more tracks on tonight's World on Three, so let's press on with an intriguing find from the 80s, the soundtrack to a Ghanaian film that hasn't been heard since its original release. Amarty Hedzole started out in Ghana's Afro-rock scene with a band called Hedzole, hence his nickname, but the classic artistic differences meant that he and the band parted company before they'd even reached the recording studio. A solo career then ensued, including this project to provide music for a comedy drama called Cuckoo Rantumi, even making a cameo appearance on screen himself. The original tapes were left on the shelf for years, and only now are some of the songs finding their way out into the world via Dutch percussionist and African music DJ Martin van Aalst of Chop Time Music.
Thank you.
From Amarty Hedzole from a soundtrack album not released since the film itself back in the 80s. Thanks to producer Roger Short and Joanna Lee in the studio tonight. This is where I leave you with a track that tees up next week's session guest for Lopa Kotari, the creator of the Zitar, a kind of guitar sitar cut and shut, Niladri Kumar. Here he is with percussionist Talvin Singh from their 2011 project Together, and a little slice of bliss. Niladri Kumar and Talvin Singh from their Together album. BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 1 o'clock.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Chopin once called Liszt an excellent binder who puts other people's works between the covers. Sounds rather insulting, doesn't it? But he was in fact referring to Liszt's art as an arranger. And that art is celebrated for this opening hour by the pianist Cyprian Katsaris. It's a recital he gave at the Chopin and his Europe International Music Festival in August 2013. To come here, various Liszt transcriptions from operas by Verdi and Wagner. And Katsaris sets off with what he's called a homage to Liszt. Katsaris, in the spirit of Liszt, in his own improvisations on Verdi and Wagner themes.